If you're in business, then you need leads. People go online because they have needs. Today, I want to show you how we connect the people with needs with the people who want leads. If you look at Google Analytics, you'll probably find that your website gets a lot more visitors than it does sales inquiries. And that's because a lot of people are in the early stages of their buying journey, or you didn't persuade them to do business with you. If these people walked into a shop you owned, you would never let them walk in and out without having a chat. But online, we seem to think that's okay. But it's not. Hi there, and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneur podcast. I'm Bob Gentle, and this is an aftercast. If you're new to the show, then take a second now to subscribe so you don't miss new episodes, and you can grab some older ones when you're done with this one. Don't forget as well, you can join our Facebook community. Just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders and you'll be taken right there. The difference between a high converting and a poorly converting website is how they handle these looky-loos. High performing websites take for granted that you're probably not ready to spend money and offer you something you are ready for. These somethings are called lead magnets. Normally, you'll find these in the form of PDF downloads, ebooks, simple courses, webinars, free challenges, many other things that you can offer. They're offered in a bid to first demonstrate some value and secondly establish a relationship. Because we ask for an email in exchange, this is a trade, not a freebie. Thinking of this as a freebie or free content is misleading. It's not free information. They buy it with something they value. An email address. And now they've bought from you, you have three distinct advantages. You have an email address and you should use it to continue giving value through regular contact. You can nurture this relationship over time into a sale. You have statistics on your site. It's 6 times cheaper to sell to an existing customer than it is a new one. And in the mind of this person, they bought that lead magnet with information, with value. It's a genuine value exchange. Third, 70% of all online sales happen in the inbox. Now you have access to the prospect's inbox and your chances of a sale just leapt up. So you need to use lead magnets if you're going to take digital marketing seriously. They make everything from content marketing to advertising much more effective. Your conversion rate will leap in every area of your digital marketing when you spend time implementing them. So what makes a good lead magnet? In some industries, it can be a bit of a struggle at first. Many industries are very practical and transactional, so there's no standard practice to copy. Not everybody's doing this, so you won't be able to look at competitors for what to do. But think about this. Who is your ideal customer? What problems or pain points do they have? What are they trying to help people move towards or from? What are they trying to achieve as their goals or their desires? What can you offer them that will make it easier for them emotionally or practically to get closer to their goals? You need to think about your lead magnet as one of your more important products because it's the one single product which can complete your product line and have people knocking on your door in numbers you never saw before. A lead magnet can be very simple. From one perspective, it could be nothing but a blank PDF. After all, once you have the email address, does it matter what they think of what they got? Well, yes, it does. Because what you deliver for them reflects on your brand. So my guidance for creating lead magnets is this. Make a simple promise and keep a simple promise. Digital marketers have a saying, and it's that the money is in the list. And with 70% of sales happening in the inbox, it makes sense that all our online activities are focused on email list building as a top priority. Maybe not all of them, but a large proportion. In surveys of the world's top performing online businesses, it's consistently reflecting this, that email is really what's driving and powering businesses. And in one survey, I asked many business owners, what's the one thing that they consistently regretted? And you know what the answer was? I wish I'd started building my list much sooner. Another very big mistake I see people making is having a small list and not using it. Small email lists are normally much more targeted and fresher, and for this reason can be just as effective as a big, older list. Having a list and not using it is literally leaving money on the table. So you've never emailed your list before and you've no idea where to start. While there are no hard and fast rules about what to send your customers, I suggest the following. Number one, when somebody joins your list for the first time, send an automated sequence, an email sequence over a period of time, maybe a few days or a few weeks, that educates them about the value you can offer. Think education, entertainment, and inspiration in equal measure. Your goal is to let the customer get to know you a little bit better. This is the salesman's equivalent of building rapport. Secondly, once somebody's completed your onboarding sequence that I just described, then they join your main list and they join a list where they get regular updates from you. Make it personal and make it frequent. Don't overpromote. Try to become valuable to them. If this seems fake, then I'm sorry. You'll have to use your imagination because every business is different. With my clients in the Amplify groups, we spend a lot of time trying to work out content plans which can be repurposed across social media and email. So if you really need some help, then these groups might suit you. I'll put a link to the Amplify groups in the show notes. The impulse which triggers a purchase happens a long time before that final transaction. What you do to influence the buyer in the time from that impulse through to the final transaction is what decides if they transact with you or someone else. Don't depend on Google or Facebook to bring you fresh, ready-to-buy customers. They don't care about you or your business. And even if you do find some hack which works for a while, it will stop working. Email list building through lead magnets might seem a bit low rent to you. And a lot of business owners initially resist it, but they don't understand. This is what works. And anyone doing well online does it this way. List building and email marketing give you independence. They're not the whole picture. Social media, content marketing, and advertising are important, but they orbit list building and email like planets orbit the sun. If you need help getting started, then join my free Facebook community and reach out. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have there. Before I go, just a quick reminder to subscribe. And if you haven't already, join our Facebook group. You'll find a link in the show notes or visit amplifyme.fm/insider. I would love to connect with you on social media. Follow me wherever you hang out. You'll find me at Bob Gentle. And if you do, message me, let me know, and that way I can follow you back. And I do enjoy hearing from people. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to review on iTunes or whichever player you listen on. It means a lot to me, and it's the best way to help me reach more subscribers. My name is Bob Gentle. Thanks to you for listening, and I'll see you next week.